In a world where high school sports don't exist. Wait, no. We don't like that world. Different world, please. Ah, that's better. The Central Valley Sports Report starts now.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to everybody out there listening. This is the Central Valley Sports Report, and I am your host, Paul Meadows, live here at First String Sports. March 2nd, the year of our Lord, 2024. Had the old leap year in February. I did that February 29th. So that's always fun to have and see these posts about the leap year babies. But anyway, it's March, and what does that mean? That means March Madness, tons of basketball, man. This is probably my favorite month of the season in regards to sports. Here we got the high school state playoffs going on. We got spring training in baseball, and then of course March Madness with NCAA. So yeah, this March is awesome. I feel like a lot of things build up to this, especially with basketball. Speaking of basketball, we got a great show lined up for you guys. I'm super excited about this lineup that we have. Very, very fortunate to bring you expert commentary. We're hearing from coaches themselves that are in the state high school playoffs here in the Central Section. Four coaches, four state playoff games from these incredible coaches. Tons of state playoff games. I'm going to be going over the matchups here in just a second, but really excited about the show. We've got to thank First String Sports. They've been my day one sponsors from the absolute beginning when I started my show 2.5 years ago on Blackstone Avenue in between Sierra and Herndon. Come on by on the east side. I do my show from the Letterman's Jacket Room. Always love doing my show from here. Got jackets from Liberty. I see Sunnyside looking behind me. Clovis High, Parlier. They say they share the same format. Clovis North. Lots of news about Clovis North, right? Those guys are kicking butt. We know what they did in football, going undefeated in the Central Section. Basketball team. Well, I might as well go ahead and say it. Got Coach Tony Adamson, Clovis North, coming on the show right after break. It's going to happen really quick. Usually I do an opener for about 12 minutes or so, take a break, bring on some people. But I'm going to bring on Tony Adamson really quick because he's playing tonight. They're going to be loading the bus at 10:30 and then doing a shoot around, and they're playing tonight. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But really excited about having Coach Adamson on the show. Also want to thank Lear's Air Plumbing and Heating for sponsoring 1430 ESPN. I don't have to tell you guys what the weather is, do I? But I will. It's 50 degrees right now, a high of 54, so there's not going to be much of a change. 75% chance of rain today. I'm going to bump that up to 99% because it's going to happen. The rain's going to be here. If it's not already here in some sections of the Fresno, Greater Clovis area, it's going to be here soon. So thanks to Lee's Air Plumbing and Heating for sponsoring the weather. Again, I mentioned that Coach Tony Adamson is coming on the show after the break. He's in San Francisco right now, where his Broncos are taking on number 2, Archbishop Reardon in the NorCal Open Division semifinals. This is the Open Division. This is the big boy division. This is the best of the best, normally reserved for private schools, right? Think of the modern days, St. John Bosco, Harvard Westlake won it last year. They're in the SoCal. This is NorCal. Broncos are in it. They're taking on the number 2 team. And they've played those guys before. They played them on December 9th this year. They lost to them in a tournament. But, yeah, they're playing incredible basketball right now. So really looking forward to talking to Coach Adamson right around 10:15 or so. After Tony, we'll be chatting with D3 Central Section champion North High coach A.J. Sheeran. He has done a phenomenal job with those guys. They won their first Central Section title in school history. Actually, it was the first one they played in. It was one of the great games I've seen in Esselen Arena. And they beat Sierra. Heartbreak City for Sierra, for darn sure. But congratulations to North. Bakersfield are playing. That's in Division 5. They are taking on the number 1 team in that. So looking forward to talking to Coach Sheeran. At the top of our number 2, Clovis West girls head coach Craig Campbell. They are the D1 champs. I'm sure you guys know this by now, but 12 Central Section championships in a row. 12. not five, not six, not seven, not eight, but 12 in a row. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. St. Joseph girls gave them a really good game at Sound Arena, but they are the reigning champs for a reason. They took care of business in that one. And tonight, I shouldn't say tonight, it's actually at 4 o'clock at home. They're taking on number 3, St. Mary's. St. Mary's used to be a national power. They won, I think, 3 Open Division titles. But they're coming to town, 4 o'clock. Don't miss it. I will be there at Clovis West. That's going to be part of a doubleheader. So 4 o'clock, the girls, St. Mary's. 6 o'clock, the boys are going to be taking on Granada. Okay, Clovis West is number 1 in Division 1. They're taking on the number 14, Granada. That is going to be a doubleheader. That is definitely one of the places to be. We've got a couple other games happening in the central section, but I'll be there for that incredible doubleheader. After Coach Campbell, we're going to talk with Bullard coach Tim Admondson, his number 6 Knights. They're in Napa right now. They're playing number 2, Justin Siena, in the D3 NorCal bracket. So, yeah, what a surprise, huh? The Admondson brothers are still coaching in the state playoffs. Yeah, no surprise if you know how good those guys are at their craft. And finally, before the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to get him for about 10 minutes. He's on the road right now, but Gabe Camarillo is he's with his dad, headed to Los Angeles. I heard it in the Sports Center break that the Nuggets and the Lakers are the marquee game. Well, Gabe and his dad are headed down there. Gabe's not producing the show. So we'll chat about the playoffs and maybe a little bit about baseball if we have time. Baseball is in the air in the central section. But he made an announcement on social media yesterday. I'm not gonna spoil it. So we'll mention that. We'll let Gabe let everybody know about that. So meanwhile, we got 14 total teams from the central section that are playing tonight and today, I should say, this afternoon. I mentioned Clovis North at number 2, Archbishop Reardon, and Reardon's one of those private schools in San Francisco. $22,000 a year to go to that school. Yeah, it's pocket change for some people there. In the SoCal Open, St. Joseph, the 6th seed, at number 2, Roosevelt. If you follow anything about high school sports on social media, you know that St. Joseph, on a shot by Tunde Yesufu at the buzzer, defeated Sierra Canyon on the road. It went viral. Max Preps National account picked it up and tweeted it. Caught the ball just inside the free throw line, coming towards the free throw line, threw it up in the air, grabbed it, turnaround jumper at the buzzer. St. Joseph's went wild. So they're playing Roosevelt, the number 2 team. In D1, boys, I mentioned, home game for Clovis West. Check it out, 6 o'clock. In D2, SoCal, number 12, Bakersfield Christian High School. What a run they've had. They're at number 1, Heritage Christian. D2, NorCal, number 7, Centennial. Hats off to Bakersfield area schools. They're going to be hosting the 14 seed King Drew. So they're the 7th seed, and they're hosting because King Drew had a couple upsets earlier in the bracket. D3, NorCal, number 6, Bullard. Number 2, Justin Siena, as I mentioned. And D4, NorCal, number 14, Mission Prep. So they've gone on the road and won a couple games. At number 2, Cleveland. In D5, SoCal, we mentioned North Bakersfield. At number 1, San Pedro. And we have some girls' games as well. I mentioned Clovis West girls host number 3, St. Mary's, at 4 o'clock. And D3, NorCal, check it out, guys, not lying. Number 14, Carruthers. When is the state section going to respect Carruthers a little bit more? Number 14, they're not on a 14-3 seed in D3. They are traveling not very far at number 2, Central. Yes, Central from the track. So that is a all-valley matchup at the state level. D3, SoCal, Bakersfield Christian Girls, they are the 2 seed. They're hosting Rancho Bernardo. And D4, number 4, Foothill, and number 1, St. Bernard's. And a D5, number 4, Emmanuel's, traveling to number 1, Montgomery. All right, there's a little summary of the games that are happening tonight. Really, really proud of the Central Section. 14 total teams, 13 games they're playing on. Somebody from the Central Section is going to advance for sure. Carruthers in Central, so lots of good stuff happening. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to get Tony Admondson on the line here on 1430 ESPN. Whenever a team in high school is playing this late in the season, they got to be good. Clovis North playing tonight, 7 o'clock, taking on the 2-seed Archbishop Reardon. We have Coach Tony Adamson of the Broncos, the 2024 Division I Central Section champ, defeated St. Joseph last week. We'll talk about that game a little bit. They defeated Branson at home earlier in the week, 49-48, to earn this right. So, Tony, I know this day is very exciting, and you got a lot of stuff going on. But first of all, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate you taking the time.
No, of course. Thanks for having me, Paul.
You bet. And so what, you guys are going to hop on a bus right now and you're headed to do a shoot-around? Is that part of the agenda?
No, we actually came up last night after practice, drove out to we're in San Mateo and got a hotel, and we got a shoot-around set up. We're going to be taking off to that in about 30 minutes and kind of do like a game prep and get some shooting in and go get a pregame meal together and go play our game.
Awesome. So what is the game plan? What types of matchups does Archbishop Reardon present to you guys?
Well, you know, they have seven guys that either have committed to Division I colleges or have been offered by multiple Division I colleges. So it's a pretty special group for them. They're very deep. They can play up to about 12 guys, and they're all really good. High school basketball players, and like I said, some of them are going to be college players. And they present a size problem. I mean, they've got, you know, a 6'10 kid, a 6'8 guard that's going to St. Mary's, a 6'5 guard that has probably 20 Division I offers. They can all shoot it. They're skilled. They play hard. They rebound really, really well. That was probably the biggest difference in our last game against them, is they kind of pounded us on the board. So, you know, we've been kind of getting that message home that, we got to make sure we block out. So hopefully we do a great job of that tonight.
And you have done a great job in the past few weeks, especially rebounding the basketball against some taller opponents. I want to go back to that game on December 9th that you guys lost 74-65. How was that Clovis North team that played against them way back in early December different from the Clovis North team that they're going to be facing today?
Well, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is we actually have a really young team. I mean, we only have, you know, two seniors that are getting, you know, significant minutes on our team. Everybody else is underclassmen. We got a few juniors, and then we got three sophomores and a freshman all up on varsity. And at the beginning of the year, you know, it's all a learning experience, and you're just trying to get better every day. You know, we have a saying, we want to get 1% better. If every player gets 1% better every day, by the end of the year, you're going to have a pretty good team. And I think we've done that so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to talk about that St. Joseph game in just a second here. But rebounding, you guys are, you know, I think Jordan Espinosa is 6'3", and Gus Swenning is 6'6". He comes off the bench. But with your mentality with rebounding, are you really preaching to the kids, get to your spots, box out, let other guys come in and grab the rebound if you box out on your assignments? Is that kind of your mentality with this year's ball club?
Yeah, there's a progression that we go through on blockouts, but and probably the biggest thing is if you don't have someone to block out because they went back or they didn't go to the boards, we kind of call it gang rebounding. We got to go gang rebound and don't leak out and come back and help get that board. We're going to need to secure it. So And our guys just fight and compete for it, which is great. You know, for our size, we actually do a pretty solid job. You know, but we've had a few lessons this year, right? I mean, Sierra Canyon kicked our butts on the board. They're a huge team. And Reardon did the same thing. Salesian hurt us on the boards. You know, we've pretty much been winning the turnover war in about every game. That's kind of our positive, our strength. But rebounding's always been a little bit of Achilles' heel, so we work extra hard at that.
And you played Salesian, who's the number one team in this bracket. They're taking on Modesto Christian. How good is Salesian and that top bracket as well?
You know, it's kind of funny. They're just a great team, and Bill does a great job with them. They play so hard, and they're connected on offense. They have a great point guard that leads their team, and they got shooters. And then defensively, they just get after it, and they, you know, they're deep. Like they can play 12 guys, and they're all good. They're all good basketball players. So they're a very good team. I mean, obviously, looking at their record and their strength of schedule, they're one of the top teams in the state.
They are. They're 29-1, and their only loss is to St. John's Bosco. Have you had time, Tony, to reflect on last Saturday's game much against St. Joseph, where you took down the defending D1 champs, or are you just like, all right, I've been in state mode since Sunday? But have you had a lot of time to reflect on how good of a basketball game you guys played and what you guys accomplished?
Well, we evaluate every game as soon as the game's over. Coach Jones stats it. As soon as the stats are up, I kind of go through each stat. And then, you know, the nice thing on Huddle is you can click on a stat and the video pops right up, you know, that indicated that stat. So you can kind of see shot selection and rebounding and blockouts. So I just kind of go through the whole thing and break it down. And I actually do a report with the players before the next practice. So we do reflect on it in that aspect. As far as like thinking about how awesome it was and that type of stuff, you know, we did get to enjoy it until about, what was it, about 3 o'clock on Sunday. And as soon as I found out who we were playing, it was like game prep and that game was over and didn't think about it again, to be honest.
Well, I'm here to remind you a bit because I loved watching that game from calling that game pretty much right next to your bench. I thought you and your staff had an incredible, incredible game plan, a master class, in my opinion, and the players executed it to perfection. I know you said you didn't have much time to reflect on it, but in what ways do you think that the kids perhaps even exceeded your expectations with the game plan?
You know, they did an excellent job. Well, I mean, just the energy and the effort was amazing. But the execution was very good, and we prepped a few things, and every time the ball went to Tunde or they were trying, as soon as they tried to get the ball to Tunde on that two side, we had like a little gimmick that we were doing just to force him to skip the ball so he wouldn't even get a touch because he's so hard to guard once he gets it in there. You know, every film that I saw, that's where he got it, and that's where he did the most damage against other teams, against Roosevelt of Eastdale. Like, every team that they play, that's where he was killing them. I haven't seen the Sierra Canyon game, but I would imagine he probably did it to them as well. But, you know, and our kids did a good job, and, you know, our coaches were screaming out the name of what we were doing, and the guys got to their spots, and we just tried to make everything as hard as we could, and they did a great job of it.
No, they did, yeah. Like I said, we were right next to the bench. We kept hearing you guys yell out, Tunde, Tunde. So we thought, yeah, that had to have been some part of the defensive game plan whenever he had the basketball. So, yeah, they executed to perfection. And, you know, you played Branson. It was a tight game. It ended up being 49-48. And you did a good job. You talked about all the Division I players that Reardon has, right? And Branson had one, too. Had one going to Illinois, but you guys were able to hold them to only 9 points. Is that really a huge part? Any basketball game, right, at any level, you're trying to take away the other team's strengths, the team's best players. So tonight, are you going to have to focus on one guy? Like, you know, you mentioned Tunde or the Illinois kid against Branson. Is there really one guy? I mean, you mentioned multiple guys. So is that kind of the game plan? You're going to have to focus on multiple guys and make sure you get out on shooters and 22, whatever their numbers are?
Yeah. So tonight's game is going to be a little bit different in that they have so many guys that can hurt you, and they're players. Like, they're real basket. I mean, they're going to be playing in college. And so, you know, some of them are, like most of them, are really good shooters, so we're going to have to be on them on the catch. Can't give them any good looks. And then the biggest thing is, you know, we don't want to give up any runouts. They're a very good transition team. They will leak out. And so there's three different things that we're trying to focus on to make sure that they don't get runouts. We're going to have two guys back whenever we shoot. And then the other part is we are trying to make sure that we don't have any turnovers because they thrive on turnovers. They get out on the break. And then we want to rebound responsibly. So we can't just go careless rebound and kind of get behind them to where they can grab a rebound and just go. And so And that's all strategic placement of where we're going to be at so that we always keep them in front. And now they got to play against our five guys on defense. And, you know, doing that, I think we guarded them pretty well at the Gridley tournament. The place where they hurt us was offensive rebound putbacks and transition buckets because of our carelessness on our rebounding and their ability to just get it and go. We're really focusing in on those two things. And then, you know, we're trying to find some ways to where we can score on them because they do defend really well. They play hard, and they got good length. And so we're going to try and capitalize in a few areas scoring-wise as well.
Talking with Tony Adamson, head coach of Clovis North Boys Basketball. Let's focus on your team a bit, Coach. You guys, your staff has been around these kids for a long, long time. Obviously, your sons, Connor and McKay. But going back as far as you can, how many total games and how long has this core group of players this year been playing together?
Oh, wow.
Maybe since they could dribble the basketball, so, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. But, you know, I can't remember the count now, but I did count at one point how many kids we've had since, like, third or fourth grade. And it's a lot. It's like I want to say it's like 75% of our kids that we have in our program we've had since third or fourth grade. And just the other day, a video popped up on Facebook, and one of our players, Nolan Birchall, I think he must have been in third grade. He got like an offensive rebound put back on one of the memories that popped up on my Facebook, and I'm just cracking up. And here I am coaching him. He's a junior now on our team and doing a great job for us. But there's a lot of them, and there's something to be said about that. There's really good chemistry between the guys. They all really like each other. They're all super skilled and smart. They do a tremendous job.
And I thought Connor's reads in the St. Joseph game and in the Branson game were spot on. And his ability to handle basketball and make good decisions is a huge plus for your program. How important is Connor's play in big games like this? He's built for these situations. Like I said, his ball handling is what you want. He's an extension of you, his dad as a coach as well. So what's Connor going to bring to the game tonight?
Well, you know, he's going to be a guy that we're hoping can get paint touches, but I know that they might be scheming to, you know, if we do ball screens for him, I'm pretty sure they're going to blitz him. So we've worked on short roll and capitalizing on the blitzes. We've also worked on some other areas where we want to bring out their biggest. They have a 6'10 kid that we want to bring him out and make him come out and have to defend on the perimeter a little bit more. So we have some little schemes that we're going to try to do to see if we can just free our guys up and go get a paint touch, because paint touches are going to be hard against these guys because of their length and their ability to defend. I mean, they've got great athletes, and they do work hard on that defensive end. Their coach is doing a great job with them.
Jordan Espinoza, that guy, the last two games especially, has been huge, come up with huge blocks and fouled out Tunde in the section championship game. And defensively, he's a beast. Nobody can score on that guy. You mentioned that. Not even in practice, man. He's one of those guys that you don't want to go against. His toughness is off the charts. Can you point to a couple moments last week that stand out to you with Jordan's play?
You know, I mean, obviously on the defensive end, he's incredible. His ability to defend and still go get a rebound. He guarded a kid that's going to Illinois. Now, I get it, it's team defense, but he, you know, we went over his moves that he likes to do, and he just shut them down. And he's just so strong and physical and athletic. He's got great instincts. All of those things together make him such an unbelievable defender. And his ability to block shots. He had three big blocks down the stretch of that Branson game.
Yeah.
That, you know, they were going in to score, and if he didn't block them, I mean, they were going to, could have been six more points that they had, and he eliminated it. And then his ability to grab a rebound and push, you know, because he's such a good ball handler too, and he stretches the defense out because he can hit a three. So now their bigs have to come out. It's he's an incredible weapon for us and does an amazing job.
Absolutely. And a couple things here, Mark, Coach. I know you got to get the team prepared for your game tonight. And McKay hit the three-pointer that essentially won the game for you guys, tied 44-44. They made a little comeback. I think you guys were up 8 and then went on an 8-0 run or maybe a 6-0 run. But McKay hit a huge shot in that game against Branson as well. But, Coach, actually, last thing for you here. Your program, is on an incredible stage tonight. You've scheduled some really, really tough games, especially at the beginning of the year. How have those games at the beginning of the year and even some summer league games prepared you for this moment that's going to be happening tonight?
Well, the one thing I love going into this game is, I've had teams in the past when you play a certain schedule and then all of a sudden you go play a team with, like, incredible length and athleticism, and it's just such a shock. What I love is there's going to be no shock factor for our guys. They're not afraid. There's no fear involved. They're prepared. And I think playing a schedule like that is kind of what does it for us. That's what gets us ready to go and compete with confidence against teams like Weirton.
Absolutely. Very well said, Coach. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time on this huge day. Your teams have been an absolute blast to watch over the years. Good luck tonight, man. Go Broncos.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right, that's Coach Tony Adamson. And I mentioned his brother, too. We're going to be talking with Tim later in the show. I don't know if he knows that. But, yeah, his brother Tim for Bullard is coming on the show in hour number two. But, yeah, we are really rooting for our Central Section teams. We can now, right? When our Central Section teams are playing against each other, we got to stay objective. But when state playoffs come, go Central Section. Go Clovis North. All right. A.J. Sheeran, the head coach of the North Stars, is coming up next. They are the D3 Central Section champs. They play tonight on the road in SoCal. So looking forward to having Coach A.J. Sheeran on the show for the first time. Coming up next on 1430 ESPN. Sounds like a live version. Dig it. Here you go. All right. Just had a really good conversation with Tony Amundson, head coach for Clovis North Boys. And I've watched Tony coach. Well, heck, I remember playing pickup games with Tony Amundson and the Amundson brothers at Fresno Pacific Gym. Tony was playing at UOP, and that's exactly what a Division I basketball player looked like when I played against him. He's a great player. Almost made the Sacramento Kings as an undrafted free agent. But every time I talk to Tony, we get into the details of a basketball game and what they have to do, the more and more impressed I get. Talking about the different looks that each team shows, gang rebounding, as he called it, because he knows he's undermanned. Just super impressive, super impressive. And they're playing against the big boys. Right? If you watch Clovis North warm up before a game, you say, well, that's an open team, that's an open ranked number three team in NorCal. It don't look like it until you see them on the court. Anyway, if you want to go back and listen to any of the interviews that I've had, go to 1430ESPNFresno.com under podcasts, under Central Valley Sports Report. You can go back and listen to any interview that you want. All right, we got a first-timer on the show, A.J. Sheeran, the head coach of North Stars, the D3 Central Section champs. They're playing tonight in the SoCal semifinal in Division 5 at number one San Pedro. What's going on, AJ? First time on the show. I can't believe it. That's my bad, man. Should have had you on a couple years in the past, but here we go. First time. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm pumped, Paul. Happy to be on the show and happy to still be playing.
All right, so what's on the agenda today? Tony said he was on his way to take his team to a shoot-around. You guys are in SoCal right now. What's the weather, and then where are you guys headed?
Yeah, we got a little bit of rain here in Bakersfield. We're still here. We have shoot around right now. We're about to load up, head down towards San Pedro. We do have a hotel for the night. CIF kind of helps out with that when you have about 150 miles of travel. So we do have a hotel. We'll be able to get down there, get some food, get the guys off their feet for a little bit, and then head over to the gym and start our pregame prep.
What do you know about the gym? I'm always curious about gyms. Is there a small gym? Is it more like a Clovis North gym? What's the gym look like?
You know, having done the L.A. Gauntlet on Thursday and then today, the gym on Thursday was tiny, tiny. The gym today is a little bit bigger, but the L.A. city section, a lot of these schools have been around for a long time, so they're more traditional barn-style gyms. It's going to be rocking for sure, no question.
Those are my kind of gyms, man. I like the small gym. You know, I played at Emmanuel, and this is actually where my season came to an end. We were in the state playoffs, and we lost. But anyway, Division 5 is where it's at. The North Stars are playing. AJ, at the beginning of the season, I don't know, let's just say in August, maybe when you're putting your team together and you're thinking about practice and then you guys get going, if I would have told you you'd be Central Section D3 champs, winning an OT on a steal and a layup, and in the CIF SoCal D5 semifinals, you would have said what?
Well, I wouldn't have believed you, for sure. Not that I doubted our group, but D3 is so tough. I know you know that. Being an Emmanuel guy, you followed the mid D3 division-ish teams for a long time, and it's just so competitive. You know, Kingsburg last year being the 11 seed, beating us in the first round and then making the run all the way there. It's just such a competitive bracket. And so, you know, for us, our goals at the beginning of the year were to compete for a league championship and then make a run in the playoffs. We never talked about let's win Valley, let's win the section, let's do this. It was just about winning our league and then making a run. And so every game that we kept going, I think we just got a little more confidence, a little more confidence, a little more confidence. And then next thing you know, we're on the stage, you know, after that crazy ending on last Saturday.
And you guys lost three of your first games on your way to now 28-6 overall record. Let's go back to Tuesday when you guys hosted a state playoff game. You guys beat Big Bear by 51 points, 75-24. Actually, that's where my brother lives. He lives in Big Bear, California. His son graduated from there last year. But talk about the excitement in that game and hosting a state-level game.
Yeah, you know, first time in school history, everything we've done since last Thursday has been history. Our school had never made a section final game, had never won a section final game, had never qualified for state playoffs, had never hosted a state playoff game. You know, this isn't a new school. We've been around for 7 years. and so our community really turned up in full voice. Our gym is pretty big. It's the biggest gym down here in Bakersfield, and we packed it out for that game against Big Bear. Super loud. It's such an awesome experience for our guys. To get to play, you know, that extra home game in front of their friends and family. I think the crowd's momentum and energy just really carried us.
Then you guys won on the road. You mentioned the 36-30 win. So that sounded like a grinded out game on Thursday. Walk us through that game a bit.
Yeah, you know, against Big Bear, one of our leaders and for sure our best defensive player, David Vasquez, who was MVP of the championship game, he tore his ACL last year and came back this year and has had setbacks here and there. He got injured against Big Bear, and so he was out going into Garfield. And that hurts us in a multitude of ways, defensively, like I mentioned, but also he's another ball handler for us. I think he had 12 against Sierra on Saturday. He had, I think, another 10 before he got hurt against Big Bear. So we kind of had to throw some weird lineups out there, and our priority was defense. So we went as defense-minded as possible. I think you can tell by the score that that's what happened. But our offense struggled a little bit, and that's going to be a challenge for us today as well. Garfield was a really good team but had one guy that kind of carried the majority of their scoring load, so we could load up and stop him. But, you know, San Pedro, they spread it around much more. I think they had five guys in double figures in their last game. They're really talented, so we're going to have our hands full. For us to be at our best, we need to keep the scoring down. I don't know if we're going to keep it in the 30s, but we do need to keep the scoring down to give ourselves a chance tonight.
Yeah, so you talk about your players a bit and your lineup and what you guys have to do tonight. You mentioned San Pedro. They just kind of have a collective group of players that does a pretty good job. What are you guys matched up, or what do you guys have to do really well tonight?
You know, San Pedro is deep. They're guard-oriented for sure. They really only have one kid who would classify as a post player. They don't have a lot of size. That's a little opposite of what we have. You know, we're led by our post player, Nate Becerra, as a senior. We're really going to have to get the ball to the paint, whether it be through our guards driving and getting paint touches and throwouts and that sort of thing, or just running our stuff and trying to get post entries and play off of that. But that's going to be our advantage tonight is in the painted area. So we have to get the ball in there. If we try and, you know, stand on the perimeter and have a three-point shooting contest with those guys, we're not going to win. They're a really good shooting team, really talented, creative guards. So we really have to pound the ball inside when we're on offense. And on defense, we really have to protect the paint and be really – really dialed in on our scout knowledge. They have three kids specifically that shoot it really well. We can't lose those guys. And they have a couple other guys that don't shoot it really well. So it's going to be a test with one day of preparation and some injuries. But we're excited for the stage and for the opportunity.